well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community business and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Right now, overcast skies in Flemington, 10% chance of precipitation. It's May 18th, 2016. It's 8:05 a.m. Mostly cloudy, isolated showers this morning. Highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming east this afternoon. Chance of rain, 20%. Mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-40s tonight. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east after midnight. For tomorrow, it's partly sunny and highs around 70. North winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunny and highs in the 70s on the 20th. Rain likely, 70% chance, and highs in the mid-60s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning for Sunday. And then partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs around 70, chance of rain 40%. Monday the 23rd, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures in our area. I have 54 at the county complex, 55 in Branchburg, 51 over in Hillsborough, 52 in New Hope, 52 in Frenchtown, 53 in Clinton, 48 way up in Warren County, and 52 over in Glen Gardner. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon, D.C. You're coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse. Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Devo this morning. Find out if that has anything to do with celebrity birthdays. It is Wednesday, middle of the week. A few more days before we get to the weekend. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to check traffic to see what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. HARTT.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them, and they will send you the alerts via email about the highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. You can also follow them on Twitter. Wow, after the last 2 days, it's nice to see that nothing's coming. Everybody's driving safe, sound, and smart. Let's keep it that way and get off the traffic blotter. That'd be great. That's Good Morning Hunterdon on Jimber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. Talk about the markets. And Diane Lane takes us traveling on 8:40. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design with Richard Scuderi. He brings in vendors and service providers that he works with to provide you an affordable and realistic solution to improve your home as an interior designer. Raising Conscious Kids Radio, Kim Pramatic comes on to give you insight and advice and guidance to raise your kids in the 21st century. Kim wants to help all guardians of children because she believes that the kids are under more pressure than ever before and more technologically savvy, and you as a guardian need to be armed with all the tools you need to raise them consciously. Council Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth helps everybody with all sorts of therapeutic skills, addiction, relationship skills, parenting skills, anger and stress management, you name it, she's got it. You can call her at 908-237-0410, and she'll take calls, and we'll speak to you, but only not refer to you by name. You'll only be anonymous. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi, Design Dilemmas, is on from 2 to 3. Richard will bring insight into helping people with their own questions. So he listens to your problem via Twitter, Facebook, phone calls, emails, tweets, and he will answer your questions. So he'll find a way to get you the answer you need to overcome your design dilemma in your home. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4. Introducing you to up-and-comers, people who are making a name for themselves as part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations group of individuals. And so they introduce you to them from 3 to 4. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It is all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back in a moment.
Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
All right, Don Robinson helping me with BrandyLox.com. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day. The 18th, and we have Emergency Medical Services Week. We're going to talk a little later about the Flem Rare Rescue Squad moving. National Dog Bite Prevention Week, National Heritage Breeds Week, National Medical Transcription Week, National New Friends Old Friends Week, National Stationery Week ends today, National Transportation Week, World Trade Week, American Craft Beer Week. Well, you can't do much better than what's about to be spoken about later in the show when we're talking about a beer garden and a new brewery. National Bike to Work Week, International Coaching Week, National Safe Boating Week starts on the 21st. For today, it is Emergency Medical Services for Children Day. It's EMSC, Emergency Medical Services Day. HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. I Love Reese's Day. International Museum Day. National Employer Health and Fitness Day. National Museum Day. Turn Beauty Inside Out Day. Visit Your Relatives Day. Buy a Musical Instrument Day. And Mother Whistler Day. I have a feeling they're talking about the painting, but it was easy to make that joke. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLox.com. Pick something and get involved.
What you wanna
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. New Jersey students simulate 1900s style immigration. What a great way to understand immigration and emigration by having the kids participate. Emily Cummins reports on the 13th that in Holland Township, give me your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses of fourth graders. With passports in hand and only a few dollars, the fourth grade students of Holland Township School and Milford Public School on Friday simulated the journey of 1900s immigrants coming to the United States through Ellis Island. The experience started below deck in a pretend steamship where students studied their backstories, playing immigrants of all ages, from Ireland and Dominican Republic, Russia, and Sweden among the countries. Then they moved on to baggage inspection, where bulky items were confiscated, followed by medical and mental examinations. Some students were detained for having illegal paperwork, while Jack Reardon in Holland Township was deported for smuggling a dog into the country, and Brooke Regap of Holland Township was deported for showing symptoms of smallpox. This has been probably a month-long process coming to this point, said Holland Township school teacher and event organizer Debbie Crosdale. The children all bring in their family trees and research their family genealogy as to what countries they came from, and we use it as a geography lesson. Then the students choose a country from their ancestry and write a journal as an immigrant, including their history and reason for leaving their native country. The lesson then culminates in the immigration simulation, followed by a field trip to Ellis Island next week. That's awesome, the fact that they're going to do that and then go to the Ellis Island. Lara Gatley of Volunteer Medical Examiner said she was surprised how nervous and serious the students were while role-playing. Listening to those little hearts pounding through the stethoscope, they were actually nervous, she said. But once it was all done, the students said the event was a lot of fun. The best part was that I got to go through medical and be okay, Sophia Madsen of Milford said, admitting she had bribed an escort with $30 to get out of detainment. It was all I had. Marking the 9th year of the event, Crosdale said roughly 50 parents, grandparents, and administrators volunteered in various roles, like Lady Liberty and currency exchange officers. At the end of the event, all the immigrants were given seals of entry and allowed to join others at a New Jersey or New York welcoming station in receiving new American flag, patriotic heads, and a cupcake. We have that immigration problem right now. So, hey, what a great way to give them a history lesson but have it apply to the future. Beautiful stuff, and what a great effort by the Holland Township School District to do it. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday is from Yamanak. Or May 18, 2016, actor in The Happening, Spencer Breslin, is 24. Luke Klintak is 26 from Max. Degrassi, The Next Generation's Ryan Cooley, is 28. Everett Shea is 28 from The A-Team. Machete Kills, Emmy Robin, is 34. Downton Abbey's Alan Leach is 35. She-Rock, Felicia Pearson, 36. From Ghost Rider, Matt Long is 36. Hulk, Jen Godson, is 37. From Final Destination, Chad Danella is 38. Rapper and I Got It Made, Special Ed, is 42. Two Night Stand, Berto Collins, is 43. Actress and writer in SNL, Tina Fey, is 46. Waking the Dead, and Scenes of a Sexual Nature, Holly Aird, is 47. General Hospital's Cynthia Preston is 48. Stardust, The Haunted Mansion, Nathaniel Parker, is 54. Hellboy, Carol Roden, is 54. International Tennis Hall of Famer, Yannick Noah, is 56. Actor in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Yun Fat Chow, is 61. Patrick St. Esprit is 62 from Draft Day. Butch Tavares is 63. It only takes a minute. From the Tavares group, country music singer George Strait is 64 today. Saturday Night Live and Saturday Night Fever is Denny Dillon is 65. Guess Who bassist Bill Wallace is 67. Yes keyboardist Rick Wakeman is 67. The Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonsall is 68. The Man in the Moon, Paul Strickland is 69. Mad Max Fury Road, Hugh Keyes Byrne is 69. Reggie Jackson is 70 today. Catch Me If You Can, Candice Azzara is 71. Albert Hammond is saying It Never Rains in Southern California. General Hospital, he's 72. General Hospital's Diane McBain is 75. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Miriam Margolis is 75. Brooks Robinson is 79, Baseball Hall of Famer. The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis. Dwayne Hickman is 82. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Robert Morse is 85. Blue Velvet's Priscilla Pointer is 92. Sportscaster and commentator Jack Whitaker is 92. And Maud's Bill Macy, 94. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@earnjimmer.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate.
John DeMaster.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg talking about accusations of suppressing right-wing stories on the site when he meets with conservatives today. Republicans concerned that Facebook is excluding conservative stories from appearing on the trending topic sidebar. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has details on the race to the White House.
Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of Kentucky's Democratic primary, while Bernie Sanders is projected to win in Oregon. With nearly all of the vote counted in Kentucky, Clinton does hold a slight lead over the Vermont senator. The Democratic frontrunner already claimed victory by tweeting, quote, "We just won Kentucky."
Donald Trump works with the Republican National Committee to raise money. The joint fundraising agreements will allow Trump's campaign to raise funds for Republican candidates across the country. The agreement will allow individuals to donate nearly $450,000. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A White House advisor is a no-show at a congressional hearing. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The deal that had been spun up and sold to the American people, I'm not sure was as clear as it should have been.
The deal the chairman of the House Oversight Committee is referring to is the Iranian nuclear deal. And Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz is now demanding answers while also slamming the Obama White House for not allowing top advisor Ben Rhodes, who was the point man on that Iranian nuclear deal, to testify at a Tuesday hearing.
You have plenty of time, Mr. Rhodes, to go out and talk to all the media friends and Talk to the echo chamber that you brag about in the New York Times, but when it comes time to actually answer hard questions under oath, they decide not to do it.
Rhodes recently telling the New York Times how he helped sell the deal to Americans.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle Heide. I have her on the phone, and Michelle, we had a Green Day 2 days ago, and unfortunately, we gave it all back. What happened?
Exactly. Get ready for the roller coaster. We're up, we're down.
Yeah.
let's see. Yesterday, there were pretty much three things, and it's interesting because in certain cultures, numbers have, you know, bring luck and things like that. But three was definitely not a lucky number yesterday. We had some Fed governor comments, one focusing on economic data. You know, secondly, we had, as I mentioned yesterday morning, we had Soros coming out basically saying that, you know, he's bullish on gold and bearish on the equity markets. And so those couple of things paired together kind of cast a shadow over the equity markets yesterday. So we had the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrials falling back into negative territory for the quarter. And basically small caps and consumer staples led the way lower for the session. So in terms of some of the Fed governor statements, you know, based on what we heard yesterday, you know, they kind of said, well, it is possible that we could see a rate increase before the election. But again, no one knows for sure. We won't know, you know, until it actually happens or doesn't happen.
Wow.
So if you look at the futures market yesterday, let's see, it implied a rate hike probability at the June meeting of only 4%. But by this morning, the level was 8%, and now it's up to 14%. So, I mean, it's still a very low probability, but, you know, who knows? when we take a look at the economic data, you know, core inflation, which excludes food and energy, which is always interesting, rose in line with the consensus forecast. However, we look at the CPI, including food and energy, it rose a bit more than expected, mostly due to higher gas prices. So if you look at the Fed governor comments, you know, investors focused on the aspect that the CPI was rising. You know, it rose by the highest level in 3 years. So, you know, that could support a potential rate hike. Same thing in terms of the industrial production and capacity utilization numbers that came out as well. They exceeded forecasts. So, you know, that's what caused yesterday's decline, which is basically this morning. You know, as I continued looking at the futures this morning, they continued being under pressure. We have the Fed minutes coming out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, again, we probably won't see a whole lot of action in the markets until sometime after 2 p.m. Again, not that we're expecting anything new or different to come out, but that's what that looks like. And then on the earnings front, we had Lowe's coming in better than expected. Same thing with Staples. However, on the retail side, we had Target missing. So that's another retail company that missed, and their stock was trading down about 8% in pre-market trading. So we'll probably continue to see the retail sector getting hit a bit, at least in the short term. So how do we put this all in perspective? Well, if we look at the VIX, I mean, it's still under the average since 1990. So we're still at a historical low in terms of the overall short-term volatility. However, you know, volatility isn't necessarily a good or a bad thing, but short-term, you know, I think we'll probably continue to see some sideways movement going on. And as you and I talked about, if you look at the technical charts and everything, you know, we're still overdue for any type of a normal correction. So just don't know when and to what extent. So key is to stay focused on the big picture. If you have money that you need for short-term objectives, best place for that, probably just parked in cash.
Yep.
But for your long-term goals, you know, there will always be some opportunities out there.
Sure, sure. You know, we had a correction not too long ago, right? We had the 10%
drop. Exactly.
But we got all that back, and so some people will say that was too fast, too high, too fast. So that's the reason you got to have something go back, and this volatility is essentially it's you got to get hindsight, and unfortunately, to to categorize it, but you would say this hindsight is because we're at the top right now, which is what we've been talking about.
Exactly. And it's like we hit that certain point, and it just doesn't want to go any further.
Yep.
So I think we'll just continue to kind of flip-flop back and forth without any really, you know, significant, again, broad-based. There will always be certain sectors and companies, you know, as we've always talked about as well.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course. one of those companies, I don't know if it would be a good buy right now, but one of those companies 4 years ago was Facebook. And Facebook had their IPO 4 years ago. How are we doing on that now?
Wow. Yeah. It's interesting because in the beginning, we were all like, why is everybody rushing out to buy Facebook, you know? And, you know, we've seen some improvement. I don't know that I'd rush out today and buy Facebook, but it does sound like at least they have a little bit more of a handle in terms of how they're planning, you know, how they're making money, how they're planning on making money, and that type of thing.
And that was that's what I bring up, is that back when the IPO happened, we were all scratching our heads trying to figure out what their business model was.
Right.
It's become more defined since then, and they've obviously stemmed the tide, and now they're just part of the normal S&P, and we take it that your surprise tells me exactly what I was thinking, that we've just accepted them as part of the normal group of stocks now, whereas back then it was a surprise to even think that something like Facebook could be an equity. So
right. exactly.
All right. Fed minutes are coming out today.
Fed minutes come out at 2 o'clock today.
All right,
so we'll,
there we go. Everybody's going to tread water. Going to tread water, and then something will happen around 2 o'clock. Watch out. So
exactly.
All right, Michelle. Appreciate it as always.
Have a
great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. You too.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. You can catch the rewind right now. And Michelle has the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntonchamberradio.com. Another quick break, and we'll get Diane Lane on the phone, talk and travel. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. That girl can show enough, make my little eyes shine. I get a funny feeling up and down my spine.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's Wednesday. We go on vacation with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. She's on the phone, and she just gave me insight that she already had her seminar in South America. So we're going to South America today. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So hit me up with it. What do you got? South America.
Well,
let me just show you my lack of knowledge of South America, right?
Okay.
So we have Brazil, which is the big country down there that's going to have the Olympics. We have Argentina. We have Chile with the large mountains range, the Andes. Ecuador has the big the earthquake recently. Peru, and then you were telling me about we know about the Galapagos that's over there, and we don't talk much about Venezuela anymore.
No, we still can't.
Yeah.
And I brought that up yesterday because years ago they were promoting it, mm-hmm. Margarita Island, and a lot of people bought timeshare in Margarita Island.
Right.
And then right after the president was elected, he went the totally different direction, and he shut everything down. There are no American flights allowed down in Venezuela at all.
Yeah, I was at Margarita Island as part of a cruise. We stopped off there.
Right, and it was starting to market itself and bring in, you know, jobs and work. I mean, let me tell you something. We landed in Caracas.
Mm-hmm.
We had to wait in the airport like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
You walk onto the plane because the planes are used for taxis. They don't pay hardly anything. That's how they hop all over the country.
Right.
Okay. Ball tires. They're putting in the gas run all over the tarmac. My husband said, "Are you sure we're going to get to the island?" You know?
How do you have that type of confidence or that? Oh, my.
My daughter wanted to kill me. She goes, "Mom, what did you get us into?" But I'm going to tell you something. It was in the throes of starting to develop. We ended up in a beautiful resort that catered to families, and it was great. And the food was out of this world. And you just have to look past, you know, and understand it's a third world country with very little resources other than tourism. And
right.
They were just starting to do that, and then the government came in, and it's done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they're faring or what's going on, but anybody who had time sharing, they lost it.
Ugh, wow.
Yeah, it's definitely. And now Ecuador, again today, suffered another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to the people who are coming from Colombia, which is right next door, they said it's absolutely horrible. They're not telling you what's on the news, what's going on in Ecuador.
Mm.
It's devastation. They lost a lot of historical landmarks, and it's just, I don't know how they're going to recover, because they were using that country as the stepping stone to get into the Galapagos. So
yeah, right.
That whole area is affected, trust me.
Yep.
Now, Colombia is as big as California and Texas combined. A lot of people don't know that. Bogota, Medellin, and Cartagena are really the main cities. And then you have the other little cities, Pereira, Aramina, and this little one, Manzales, which is where they actually make the wine and you do the coffee plantations. And that's the little center. And they're trying to build up tourism back into the country. Now, Cartagena has got two cities, the old and the new. And if you've been to Puerto Rico and you've been to the old fort, it's a walled-in city just like Puerto Rico's old San Juan. And it is the same architecture. It's the same structure. So you know it's Spanish history and architecture throughout the country. And it is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. And they have the salsa is their top draw festival for dancing, and the flower shows, and butterflies. They're into the ecotourism. And the other thing that other people have to understand, that you have to fly everywhere because you're in the part of the Andes Mountains. You're next to the Amazon.
Right.
You're next to Panama. You're next to Brazil. You're next to Peru. And you can get down to Machu Picchu, and you can get to do the Amazon, all from Colombia.
Mm.
So if they're starting to promote it. You have Cordoba, Montera, but Candanera, they have these islands that are off the islands. It's in the Caribbean, and it's the archipelago of San Andreas, Provincia, and Santa Catalina. And the big island is San Andreas. Let me tell you something. It's like a quiet little gem nobody even knows about in the Caribbean.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. I can't, you know, you to see what they have there. They do have luxury resorts, 4 and 5 stars, so you can't say it's not there. But it's since 1953. They have a tax-free status, so it's got all the traditional English culture, and it's also got the Colombian, Italian, the Middle East. It's a little bit of everything. They have natives, descendants of slaves. You know, they have it's just a totally way back to way the Caribbean used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want that total relaxation, no pressure, nobody to find you, this is where to go. I mean, you know, there's some islands out there that you can really just go off and goodbye.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see you.
Yeah.
But they do have sections of like Old Cartagena and New Cartagena where they have all the touristy section. So they really, really are into developing people to come out. But, like, it's only been, like, 3 or 4 years that they have this Atlantic Alliance with Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Brazil. And they're doing this, and nobody knew about it. They're sharing all their trades and their economics and their tourism mm-hmm. between the four countries to promote each other. So we had representatives from Mexico, we had representatives from Peru, we had everybody, you know, from the other countries there besides Colombia. It was very interesting. Oh, and Panama. Big thing with Panama. Yeah, because of what's going on with the canal.
Yep.
I don't know if you know what, you know, they're building the new
canal. Yeah, they're building the new one. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know when that's supposed to be finished. I thought it was 2020.
I don't think anybody knows. Yeah, you know, it's taken a while, but, you know, the islands are volcanic.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to travel by boat or car. You have to fly to the islands from the mainland to get to them. Uh-huh. And there is a ferry service, but it takes like 8 hours, they said.
Oh, my.
yeah.
Wow.
Well, don't forget, you're out in the Pacific and the Caribbean. You know, uh-huh. You got both ends.
Sure.
So the northern part of the country is on the other side of Panama, is in the Caribbean, and then you got below Panama is the Pacific, and then Venezuela is on one side. You can't travel really there. Brazil's on the other side, and Peru is on the bottom, and then there's Ecuador, and you have to fly to get to these locations. There's
right.
No way around it.
Yeah,
but Cartagena and all the island, you know, Providence and San Andreas, they're in the Caribbean, so you will see beautiful beaches in the northern part of Colombia. And then the southern part, you have the Pacific. So it's a little, and oh, the weather is 75 to 85 degrees year-round. They don't have any season.
So let me throw in my layman's perspective here, because we need to dispel what might be now a myth. And that is, you know, back a number of years ago, probably, Colombia was the drug place.
Yes. They're trying to change it. The president who's there mm-hmm. is pro-American, pro-democratic.
Okay.
He is promoting business. He is promoting trade. He is promoting economic reforms. He's doing that, and the people are happy for it.
Good.
Because they can see they can do other things. There's other avenues. And trust me, the cities are gorgeous and clean and beautiful. I mean, it's just it's a really kept secret.
So safety is not an issue.
No, but I would still be cautious.
Sure.
Okay?
Oh, I never...
They're trying to promote the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have JetBlue flies directly from New York. It's about a five-and-a-half-hour trip. Or you can stop and go out of Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and you've got a 2.5-3-hour trip. If you don't want the long day of flying in an airplane, you can break it off. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go to Peru and Machu Picchu, they are going to be having direct flights from there down to Cusco. So you can do Peru and see that part of the world.
Wow.
If you thought you never could get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would tell you the truth. Ecuador, the nice little country of Ecuador right now is struggling, but that would have been my jump-off point if you wanted to do the Galapagos versus mm-hmm. going to Peru to do the Galapagos.
Sure.
Quito's and those countries, those little towns, really have suffered. So now you can't even go there. I mean, and they just had another earthquake today. So it's not, you know, it's a bad thing that it happened. Because
yep.
they were just getting their foot in the door, you know,
yep.
to have people get down there.
Yep.
But they have 48 million people. The official language is Spanish. It's a peso. The Amazon is 77 degrees. Barranquilla is 82 degrees. Bogota is 57. So as you go further south, it starts to get cooler.
Mm-hmm.
On the Pacific, it's 82 to 95. The islands are 82. Santa Marta is another island that's 82. You know, so you, Calais is 73. So you really have the 70s and the 80s. The coffee culture landscape is in the 60s and the 70s. And you can actually stay on a working farm plantation in mm-hmm. the smaller boutique villas and hotels that are in that area, and you get to really see it. And again, they will provide transportation to get you anywhere, do the tours, take dance lessons, you know, learn the food. Oh, the food, you know, horseback riding, anything you want to do, they're going to be setting it up. Yep.
Neat.
So,
neat. But it sounds a little, there's a lot of work that's got to get into play to plan such a vacation.
Oh, yeah. This
with all those trips.
Yeah, you can't, this is not something you have to do. The cruise ships do come in.
Mm-hmm.
They are stopping in Cartagena. They're not, you know, you're not, they're the bigger ships, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have so much time in the city, old and new.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to go in and, you know, they're saying there's a lot, yeah, there is a lot to see. But you have to plan your days because you have to fly by plane. You can't drive. It's, like you said, they're in the Andes Mountains.
Right.
You're in a park jungle, you know.
Yep.
And if you don't know where you're going, no, not a good idea.
Sure. So,
yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to check out these new exotic islands.
That's what I said. This is a very exotic location. I mean, they have the second largest carnival to Rio de Janeiro in the world, besides Italy. And so it's you know, an unknown fact because we weren't traveling there because of the cartel and the drug thing. So they're trying to turn it around, and it'll get there. It'll happen, you know, little by little. I mean, he said the United States is a main source of tourism. There's a lot of people who live here who are from Colombia. They work here. They go home. They visit. They have family that come down, you know, have become Americans. So they have a lot of American travelers coming. And now that they're trying to get more flights in, you know, it's working. So you can get to go to the other countries, too, because they're starting to do that. So like I said, starting July, they're going to have direct flights into Peru. So they're like I said, there are three countries in Mexico. I can't believe Mexico. I guess everybody's been to Mexico. Everybody's been to Cancun, Riviera Maya. Everybody's been to Dominican Republic. So I guess now they're going to see if they can promote down there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Sure.
So you get the same, you have the ruins just like you have in Mexico. You have the history, the Spanish history is the same. You have the language. You have the heritage sites. It's, you know, food and festivals and salts and the sun and the adventure and salt adventure and whale watching. Big thing on whale watching. You have two, you know, and golf is there. They have and cruising. So if people are into cruising, like you say, stop off.
Yep.
But I don't know if they're doing anything anymore with Margarita Island. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of the other cruises.
We stayed at a resort. It was for a day, and it was nice. You know, you had kind of a little buffet and some open bar and stuff like that, and you kind of sit under the little huts and kind of sun yourself and enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
But, you know, and what I was amazed about was I think 4 cents a gallon for gas, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, because then that's why they use the airplanes to bop all over the place.
Right.
It's their taxis.
Right. So.
But they don't repair the planes.
Well, it's too expensive.
So. Right.
So, yeah. Well, it was okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like the Tyrol National Park is like snow-capped mountains because you got the Andes and then you got the jungle. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And there's a 62-mile river you can cahorse through and we'll do whitewater rafting if you're into that. Like I said, the Baquila Carnival is one of the largest carnivals in the world after Rio.
Yep.
You know, so they have the churches, and they have one of the biggest salt mines is in Zipaquira. It's and the cathedral in the world is built into these salt mines. And then there's this huge copper mine in northern Colombia, one of the biggest in the world, too.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of multiculture.
There is, but here's my conundrum, right? Because you're working with an entire continent. It doesn't sound like I could literally throw all of that in one shot. You have to plan multiple trips.
Yeah. It's just, because like even going to Australia and New Zealand, plan on being there 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
You know, if you don't think you're going to get back there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That you're going on the other side of the world in another part of the world in a different hemisphere. It's like you want to take it all in, you know?
Yep.
And they do walkabouts. They insist that their children do walkabouts after school. Not even for college, between high school and college, so they get to see what it's like and go back and forth and see what the world is about.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell them that, you know, you pick up jobs while you're along the way, you meet with the people, you see what the diversity. But I'm going to tell you something, Australia's got a lot of diversity. Oh,
yep.
It's huge, huge country. Mm-hmm. And you can spend months there.
Yep.
Months there.
Sure.
If you want it. You know, just to do their own country, not travel over to Europe or come here to the United States. And they want the kids to do that. They want to experience what it's like not to be at home, the parents giving them everything.
Right.
They want them to work for them. I think our children need to do that.
I got to give my daughters a walkabout, I think. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's got a great idea.
You know what I mean?
All right. Last...
I mean, you're in Europe. You're like... my cousins in Italy, as soon as they were done with school, they had to join the military. It's required.
Sure.
You know, I think it helps everybody.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, we should do something like community service, some type of core that's required, something like that.
Well, they got to teach them to just even to do a checkbook in high school.
Well, they do that, actually. Like, they have a financial...
They didn't used to.
No, they didn't. All right, we digress. So we appreciate it as always, Diane. Any last things for the Olympics? Is there anything going on?
No, the Olympics they're struggling with the Olympics.
Yeah.
They are having some issues and problems, and they are also having problems with the Zika thing. He did say they're trying to address it.
Mm-hmm.
They tell people just make sure they have a lot of mosquito repellent.
Yep.
Be aware of what's going on. But the Olympics are being affected by it.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah, he said. And then, you know, these earthquakes that keep popping up.
Yeah.
You know, I think people are afraid to travel.
Yep.
And they're, you know, I'm going to tell you something. It's a good thing our national park's 100 years old.
Yep. All right.
Everybody, go travel.
Go there instead.
Go there. You know, stay in the States. You know?
Okay. Well, thank you again, Diane. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Have a good week.
Have a great
week. Get a hold of me and call me and we'll set something up.
We'll do.
908-238-9935.
Excellent.
And we've been waiting every day to see what my daughter's having her twins.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Cool.
All right, dear.
All right. Take care. Have a great week.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Diane Lane, DNL Travel. Give her a call. So you can, to your travel leads, you can hear how complicated things get. And she kind of puts that all away from you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
A former GOP presidential candidate lashes out at Donald Trump over something the presumptive nominee tweeted 2 weeks ago. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Jeb Bush not letting up on his attacks against Trump, the former Republican candidate blasting Trump for the billionaire's controversial Cinco de Mayo tweet, telling a Dutch newspaper the picture of Trump eating a taco bowl proclaiming he loves Hispanics was an insult. Bush comparing it to eating a watermelon and saying, "I love African Americans." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Trump says he's willing to talk to North Korean leaders over their nuclear program. Trump telling Reuters he would have no problem speaking to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in an effort to halt that country's nuclear ambitions. He also says he'd pressure China to do something to stop North Korea from advancing its nuclear program. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got. And then he's got to go back to the people. Another is, he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Target stock taking a hit after its quarterly sales missed expectations. Shares down more than 9% after the nation's sixth largest retailer reported revenue decline to $16.2 billion for the quarter. An investigation is showing that a Colorado VA hospital contributed to a veteran's death. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has details.
An investigation says the death of a Vietnam veteran was contributed to by the staff at the Grand Junction, Colorado VA hospital. Jonah Bennett of the Daily Caller told USA Radio News about the hospital's maltreatment of Vietnam veteran Roger Holmes.
The drugs he was given actually led to liver failure. When that happened, the specialty care provider disappeared.
Mark McGill, the medical director at Grand Junction, denied the results of the investigation and said they provided proper treatment despite the evidence the drugs they provided contributed to Holmes' death. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A BMW i3 owner is suing the German automaker, claiming the electric vehicle can suddenly lose power. The class action lawsuit filed yesterday in Los Angeles federal court, claiming that when the vehicle's range extender feature is switched on, the car can suddenly slow to speeds of 45 miles per hour on the freeway. A North Carolina couple suspected of human trafficking, police say the couple used false papers to get a teen on a high school football team, then later threatened to tell officials the school used